from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cooper Flagg is waiting to Stone Cold Steve Austin his way right into college basketball and then the NBA. The highly touted recruit out of the state of Maine by way of Florida, because he went to Montverde.
He did play for the Maine AAU team for a long time before going down and playing on what might end up being the best high school basketball team in the modern era.
Ooh. Who else was on the team?
It was loaded. I got to pull it back up.
It's okay. We don't need that, but I'll take your word for it. You know, I saw this today. Gary Parrish and Matt Norlander of CBS Sports. They did the anonymous poll of college basketball coaches. They pulled over 100 Division I college basketball coaches. Who is the best player in college basketball for the 2024-2025 season? When you look at the top five, or top four, North Carolina's R.J. Davis, 15% of the vote. Kansas's Hunter Dickinson took in 16% of the vote. Mm-hmm. Alabama's Mark Sears took 22% of the vote.
Tough little guy.
And the number one player in college basketball, according to 100 coaches, 36% of coaches said Cooper Flagg, who's never played a minute of college basketball.
Yeah. This isn't a surprise.
Yeah, because guess what? Every NBA team's doing it too. Looking for the great tank off, flunking for Flagg.
Capture the flag, poop for Coop.
Flail for flag. That's too many L's. Oh. Can't do it. Flail for flag.
Lag for flag?
Sag for flag was what was my original one. Ooh,
yeah, that's good. Yeah. All right. Well, they have, you forwarded this along, the SB Nation, 9 NBA teams in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes for 2025, ranked in tiers. Mm. Wow. They have the top tier, which is the worst teams in basketball. Three teams are in that. The second tier is just bad teams in the NBA. The third tier, which has two teams and is dark horse teams to tank for Cooper Flagg. Those dark horse teams are the Toronto Raptors and the San Antonio Spurs. Two teams that we talked about in being like, Toronto is going to be sneaky terrible this year. Very terrible.
Yeah, no, they're just not good.
But they play in the East, and then San Antonio wouldn't put a pass Pop to just shut down Victor Wembanyama, and they will use this. He put a lot of miles on his body, you know, during the Olympics. He played in a gold medal game and had to play more minutes than any of the NBA guys playing for Team USA. We just want to make sure that our long-term investment stays intact with Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah, I don't think the Spurs are going to go anywhere near being bad enough.
No.
Remotely competent point guard play is going to elevate them to like 38 wins.
And they have Steph Castle and
Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
Yeah. And Wemby, we haven't talked about it much.
Yeah.
The line he had, did you hear what he said after the game?
No. Another defeat for France?
No, it was something along the lines of, I feel bad for my enemies because I'm just learning the game.
Ooh.
And I was like, oof.
Yikes.
That's nasty. I like that.
Wow.
He is only 20 years old. He is only 20 years old, and he's already...
That's terrifying.
He's going to win Defensive Player of the Year.
Like, yeah.
That's... He probably... You can make a very clear argument that he should have won it this year.
Yes.
He finished second.
You did make that argument, and when we went over that, I was like, that makes sense.
His on-off was like plus 20.
Yeah, he was really good.
It was disgusting. But because of that, I don't think the Spurs, even if they try to tank, because yeah. I don't think Wemby's going to sit out 20 games. Like, unless Wemby gets hurt, which, don't want that. They're just, Wemby's floor is too high.
Yes, he is.
Especially when you play him at the center spot. Like, they're not going to screw around. Like, well, maybe he's a power forward and we can play him like Dirk and have Zach Collin. No, they're going to play him as a five and he'll be a nightmare and they'll win 38 games.
The second tier of just bad NBA teams are the Detroit Pistons, mm-hmm. Chicago Bulls, Charlotte Hornets, and the Utah Jazz.
Yeah, the weird one here is the Bulls because, yeah, they're going to be bad, but they haven't been able to move off of
Zach LaVine
or Vooch.
Yeah.
So
they're gonna be in the East, they're going to be good enough to squeak out some games.
Yeah, so again, it's kind of the same situation where you're like,
are they going to be as bad as the Raptors?
No. No, I mean,
that's what I think. But they're in a tier below the Raptors in this.
Yeah,
they think the Raptors are going to be better.
I don't.
I don't believe it.
I don't.
And then the truly preseason favorites to land Cooper Flagg, aka the worst teams in basketball, the Brooklyn Nets, the Washington Wizards, and
Portland Trailblazers.
Your hometown team, everybody.
Although in the article it's spelled Trailblazers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is right there.
I'm going to have to text.
Spell check doesn't get you on that
no,
one.
No, I'm going to have to text Ricky about that one. That one. That's, oops.
But I think that one thing that is interesting in this, and we have discussed this, if you look at this list of nine teams mm-hmm. that are in the running for Cooper Flagg, this is why the Blazers are actually good positioned well. Of the nine teams, six of them are in the Eastern Conference. Yeah.
And they're going to beat each other up, and they're going to get wins that way.
And I'm not going to lie. Utah's going to be bad, but with Lauri Markkanen alone, they're going to be good enough to be better than the Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah, I mean,
this season
it'll be interesting to see how much they steer into the skid because I have a Danny Ainge wants Cooper Flagg.
He does.
He wants Cooper Flagg.
Utah wants Cooper Flagg.
Yes.
The state itself, yeah. Not the organization. The state itself wants Cooper Flagg.
I mean, Caitlin Clark is white.
That part.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, the Filipowski Cooper Flagg conglomerate would go pretty hard in Utah.
Oh, you think they'd go crazy over that one?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. That wouldn't be a surprise one bit. I think out of this, there, one thing to kind of caution everybody about is, like, we have a lot of people here locally, and national pundits have been wrong before. Hell, Vegas has been wildly wrong about the Blazers before. Remember the over-under win total?
Yeah, it was 26.5.
26.5 back in 2016-17 season.
Yeah, I made a fortune off that.
They went...
It's my single biggest gambling win I've ever had.
But people locally were like, I don't think they're that bad.
No, they were... I at my worst, figured them for 33 wins that year, which was, when you're talking about a gap of 6.5, 7 games... That's a chasm in projections.
And this year, there have been people that have like texted in this show. I know you see it on Jack Ramsey's a lot, where it is, hey, I think this roster's talented enough to make a run at the play-in. I think national pundits and locally,
where are those dudes getting that sweet, sweet weed?
There is an agreement that this team is not that 2016-2017 team.
No, it's on purpose.
And
they don't want to be, because that 2016 team, you know what they had? Laugh all you want. They had Damian Lillard. That what they were sure of. But you know what else they had? CJ McCollum and Myers Leonard, who just had come off that Memphis series where he averaged 15 and 10. And they were like, hey,
and we don't like Neil O'Shea here for obvious reasons.
Yes.
People in Portland do not like Neil O'Shea, but he did a really good job of sprinkling in veterans on that roster. That
oh, he got Robin Lopez for cheap, you know, for the previous era, and for nothing.
Al Farouq Aminu stepped on a lot of out of bounds lines, but
and dribbled the ball off his foot more times than we could count.
Evan Turner was a great addition, and they
just
gave him
wildly
the bag.
Overpaid. Yeah. Alan Crabb was a viable basketball player that they paid through the nose,
and then got rid of him.
Yeah, got rid of that grenade real quick.
But
they got Mo Harkless for a used ball rack.
Yeah. I mean, the major upgrade this season on this roster was
Denny
Avdija.
Yeah, and then Donovan Clingan is a guy that you're looking at building. Like, you got two new guys that you're looking at building with going forward, but Donovan needs time.
And he's a backup right now.
Yeah.
Behind DeAndre Ayton. That's okay.
It's funny. I've been on with Mike Richmond on Locked On Blazers this week a bunch of times, and it's funny. Him and I have both come to the same conclusion when kind of looking at this Blazers team going forward, and it's that when I ask a question about the Blazers right now, the answer ends up being Denny Avdija for a lot of the questions. And it shows you, number one, how important he has the potential to be, but also how good he can be.
Yeah,
when he's the answer to a lot of different questions, you're like,
we just
oh, he
hope
can
that
do that.
Doesn't happen too quickly.
Yeah. No, and it's, you know, there's a chance that he ends up being the second best player on this team this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.